Coming up on your favorite podcast, I'm flying solo for the PGA preview pod this week, but that's okay. We got a lot to talk about, and Ty will be with me in spirit. And of course, the podcast is brought to you by Ty Schrupp, our State Farm insurance agent to the stars. Although I don't believe he has any stars yet in his portfolio, if you will. But you could be the first. All you have to do is go to tyschrupp.com. TyShrupp.com, State Farm Insurance Agent. Ty has all of your insurance needs, home, auto, all the way down to pet. That's right, your pet. Your parakeet, covered. Actually, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a pet, so maybe so. Anyway, TyShrupp.com is where you need to go. He's got all the details for you. Local guy here in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis. He'll take care of you. He will make sure that you are covered. It's TyShrupp.com. Now, onto the podcast. We've got a lot to talk about. Every major tour was in action this week, and we're going to break it all down. Good stuff this week from Tyrrell Hatton, from Siwoo Kim, from Patrick Cantlay. Some bad stuff from the coverage of the Diamond Resorts, but we'll get into all of that and a whole lot more this week on the pod. That's right. It's the PGA Preview Pod. I'm Tim Anderson. Welcome to the Tim Anderson Podcast. Good to have you with us. Another week and another whole bunch of content coming your way. We've got PGA Preview Pod. We have our last regular playoff edition of the NFL podcast with Zach and Ryan. We're going to preview the Super Bowl coming up later this week. Lauren's coming back in soon. Got a big episode of Peak Cinema coming with Raising Arizona. That's right, the classic Nicolas Cage film with Holly Hunter, the Coen brothers. So good. So if you love that kind of cult classic-y stuff, keep your ears and eyes peeled for Peak Cinema with Lauren. She'll be coming probably in the next week or so. Very, very much excited to that, looking forward to that. Along with other things, other content stuff coming down. We got another Top Rope Radio planned. Zach and I plan to get into some of the MLB stuff down the road, college football, draft. We got everything coming your way as we move towards the next season of stuff here on the podcast. It's going to be great. So here we go. Let's talk PGA Golf and LPGA Golf, Euro Tour, Senior Tour. We'll get it all covered. This was a great week because everything was in action. And we've been kind of waiting for that. I've been waiting for that. All four tours haven't been playing at the same time since sometime in October, November. So to get everything back up and running, really good for the golfing enthusiast like myself. Let me start with Abu Dhabi. I always love this tournament because, first of all, it's on like at night. Golf at night is great. And then golf in the early morning hours on the weekend is really nice too. Really enjoyed that. Tyrrell Hatton wins. First of all, hats off to the European Tour for the awesome – I put this up on my Facebook page, but you can go look it up too as well. The Angry Golfers support meeting led by Tommy Fleetwood. The Euro Tour does a better job marketing their guys than the PGA Tour does. They just do. I'm all about some of these guys on the Euro Tour. I love watching European Tour golf. I just do. And I love watching it because of guys like Tyrrell Hatton, who is a fiery player. He gets after himself. He's more self-deprecating than he is like a jerk to other people. And I don't know, I like Tyrrell Hatton. I root for him. So I'm glad he plays in America a little bit more now. He won last year on the tour. I think he won at the Arnold Palmer. He's won like four times in the last year and a half. Like, he has been on fire. I think he's up to number five in the world now after the win. And he's looking good. I think he could win a major this year. He's going to be one of those guys that's in my list of like five or six guys that I think could win a major between him and Cantlay and down the line to guys like Victor Hovland, who I like a lot, who I think could contend. There are some guys this year who I think are going to break through here and be contenders in majors. And I think Hatton's got to be on the list because I don't think there's a course that Hatton can't play. Like, he can drive it long enough. So the long courses don't bother him. The course can have water. The course can have trees. The course can have undulating greens. And it just seems like he can play all of those kinds of courses. It's one thing I'll say about the Euros in general. I feel like they can play, like, their game just travels better than American players. you saw JT didn't have his best stuff. I still think he's trying to bounce back from some of the controversy stuff. But he didn't have his best stuff down in Abu Dhabi. He didn't play great there. But, like, Westwood plays there. He plays great there all the time. Fleetwood plays well there all the time. Hatton plays well. But then they come here to America, they still play well. Now, they haven't won a bunch here. Hatton has. Fleetwood hasn't. Westwood hasn't. But I just feel like their games travel. And I'd like to see the American guys do that a little bit more. The thing about this one, besides Hatton winning it, and Hatton was sublime winning this tournament. And Fleetwood played well. Good for Fleetwood because he hasn't played really well in a while. So he might be starting to round into form. The deal with TaylorMade might be giving him what he needs to kind of get going. I've been on the Tommy Fleetwood bandwagon for a while. So I've been waiting. I'm waiting on Tommy Fleetwood. He's a great iron player. He's just an awesome iron player. Like, I don't know how many guys strike the ball as well as Tommy Fleetwood does. And for some reason, it's just not happening. But the guy that I'm a little concerned about leaving that tournament is Rory. It's another Sunday where Rory gets stared down by somebody and he gets beat. And I think when you're as good as Rory is, I feel like this happens too much to him. It's one thing when it happens to Tony Finau and, you know, some of these other guys that I think are fringy good players. It can happen to Webb Simpson. It can happen to Paul Casey. It just shouldn't happen to Rory as much as it does. He gets stared down by guys and he can get beat on Sunday. And there are only two guys in this game that when they want to or when they're playing their best are unbeatable. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy. They're the two most talented players on the tour. I mean, there are tons of great players. Tons of great players. But if you're talking about just sheer talent, Rory has another gear. Dustin has another gear. Those two guys are the most talented guys on the tour. When Rory wants to, like when Rory was in a groove and he rattled off five majors in 3 years or whatever it was untouchable. It's because he has a gear that other people don't have. I've told this story to a bunch of people, but I'll say it again for the podcasters, my listening audience, which is expanding, by the way. I appreciate you. I went to the U.S. Open at Erin Hills. And I went to a Monday practice round. This was before the rain really came in that night. And I remembered it was a bad storm. Really softened up the golf course. Changed everything about that U.S. Open. I think it's an unfair treatment what that course has kind of got from the public. Because, you know, Koepka just lit it up and played fantastic there. Thomas played well. Fleetwood played well. But the course did play. On that Monday, when we watched that practice round, I think it played the way they wanted it to play. It was a little bit firm. It was fast. It was hard. And you had a hard time getting, like, there were guys like Wesley Bryan who had a hard time carrying the first hole. My wife and I would watch, and we watched this par three. I think it was the eighth hole at Erin Hills. And all these guys are hitting shots in, and they can't stop it on the green. They're hitting these laser hybrids into the green, these four irons, five irons, whatever. And they're trying to stop the ball on this green, and they can't do it. It keeps rolling off the back, rolling off the sides. And Rory hits a ball, just this majestic high iron shot, and it lands to within 8 feet. He makes the birdie. And my wife goes, that was pretty incredible. And I'm like, yep, there are just not many guys on tour who can do that. And it's Rory's one of them, and DJ's the other. When they have it going, they can be unbeatable. The problem is, he doesn't have it going enough, or he's just not using his tools to the best of his ability. And it goes back to just a number of things. Like, he is a world-class driver of the ball. Very few guys drive it as well as Rory. And yet, Rory will still, you know, he'll hit a foul ball every once in a while. But it's really not those that get him in trouble. It's the wedges. Like, he is just he's just so average with wedges from 100 yards. From 100 yards, like, he has got 100 yards or less more than almost anybody on tour. and he just can't get the ball to 10 feet. Just can't do it consistently. And you'd think for as many times as he gets that, he would just be automatic from that distance. And he's not. And that's why he gets beat on Sundays, because the pins get tucked into some tough spots where you're going to have to hit a wedge to something close, and he can't do it. If you look at the difference between the two guys, DJ has 20-some-odd wins. He's got two majors. He's got a FedEx Cup. He's making his charge right now. Where has he gotten better? Well, he drives it great off the tee, hits a fade. But his wedge game has improved dramatically. That's why he won at Augusta, because his wedge game became elite. And he's just good enough as a putter to make it work. When DJ's got it working and Rory's got it working, they're unbeatable. Rory's got to get it working more often than not, because that's the problem now is he's starting to become one of the guys. And there's plenty of time for Rory. He's still young. He's only like 31, 32. But you don't want to start becoming one of the guys. If you want to stay at that elite level, you gotta find another gear. Gotta find another gear. So concerned about Rory a little bit. I mean, am I freaking out? No, I'm not freaking out. But am I a little concerned? Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned. Just want to see it come together for Rory a little bit more. Switch it over. Talk a little bit about the PGA event, the American Express. First of all, another weekend for the kid. Holy cow. I am cashing every week on the Daily Fantasy now. Now I'm unstoppable, folks. Just come to me. I'm picking it. Last week, had it figured out. Had Tony Finau. Had Sungjae Im. They were making runs on Saturday. Finau faded on Sunday. So did Im. But they were both there. Max Homa. Ty and I both got that one right. Homa played great. Final round, he wasn't very good. But I think Max is a guy that'll tell you he probably freaks out probably more than he should. Or more than he needs to if he wants to win. That's probably has to improve. I think he'll be the first to acknowledge that. He's got to get in those spots more often and then have the confidence to be able to put those away. He hasn't quite done that yet. But I give him credit. I think he'll get there eventually. I think he will. So, it was a good weekend for Siwoo Kim. I thought, you know, that guy is a microwave guy, like big time. He just heats up in a hurry and makes birdies like crazy. And he goes away pretty quickly, too. He cools off pretty fast, heats up pretty fast. Obviously, we learned that he likes Pete Dye golf courses because he won at the Players. He's won now here, and these two courses are I mean, it's kind of like Sawgrass West. I know the course is called PGA West, the stadium course, but it's really Sawgrass West. A lot of similarities to how TPC Sawgrass is designed, including the Island Green. It's a slightly different Island Green. It's a little further back. It has more rocks. It's a little bit flatter. But still, he just plays. It suits his eye. And he plays really well on courses like that. Played great over the weekend. Just played great. Not a lot wrong. Now, he would have lost to Patrick Cantlay if Patrick Cantlay would have put together one half-decent second round. He made the cut on the number and then proceeded to shoot 19 under par the next two rounds. I mean, give me a break. I mean, Patrick Cantlay was so good on Sunday. It was really... I mean, it was awesome to watch. He was so, so good. And he's got the whole package. If his back holds up, because he had the devastating back injury like 5-6 years ago. If his back is right, which it appears that it is. I mean, he has to go and get a lot of work done pre-round to get standing up. But he's got the whole game. He drives it like a missile. Like, he hits these low bullet missiles off the tee. He can draw it. He can fade it. He's a great iron player. His swing is fantastic. I think he plays a little slow. Maybe a little too slow for my taste. But he's got all the shots, and he can putt. It is the deadliest combination you can find. I think Patrick Cantlay wins three times. He already won at the Zozo at Sherwood. He likes Southern California. Would I be surprised if he played well over this West Coast swing and won maybe once or twice? Nope. And I'm going to put it to you right now. We'll get to the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines later again, but I'm going to tell you this now. He wins the U.S. Open this year. That's my prediction. Give me Patrick Cantlay at Torrey Pines in June to win. Because he's got the game to win the U.S. Open. He drives it well, great iron player, good putter, likes fast greens, unflappable. That's the guy you want in a big spot at Torrey Pines. Give me Patrick Cantlay down the road. He's got 5 months to think about it, but just so he knows, and just so everybody knows, they're on notice. Give me Patrick Cantlay to win that. So great event for Siwoo, great event for Patrick Cantlay. I know he took second. Not good for Tony Finau. I know people are going to throw the stats at me about how, hey, he got beat by a guy who shot 61 and 64. What's he supposed to do? You know, it doesn't hurt occasionally to go shoot 64 and win the golf tournament. Don't play over par on par fives. Don't miss four-footers for birdie. If you are an elite player, I said this about NFL wide receivers last weekend too, because everybody's like, oh, Mike Evans, I don't know if he should have caught that ball that Brady threw the pit, whatever. If you're good, and you say you're good, if you tell me you're elite, if you tell me you want to be in the mix with the 10 or 15 best players in the world, you got to win some of these. And I'm not acting like I'm better. I mean, Tony Finau is a great player. He's a great player. He's really good at golf. He's fantastic. But he has no closer ability to him at all. And he will go down at the end of his career with a nice career. He'll win 3-4 times, maybe. Be on some Ryder Cup teams. But they'll think of him like they think of Andrew McGee. Just a guy that had talent, won a couple times, but not much else. The bridesmaid. I mean, he is the tour's, you know, the Melissa McCarthy. Not even the Kristen Wiig bridesmaid. I think it's the Melissa McCarthy bridesmaid. There's nothing there. There's just, I'm frustrated at his inability to close tournaments. It drives me insane. He, by all accounts, seems like a great guy. And by all accounts, seems like the right kind of guy to cheer for. And I've been a pretty staunch Finau defender. But at some point, you gotta win some of these. You just do. And the scar tissue builds. It really does. As a guy who, I'm not gonna compare myself to Tony Finau, but look, golf is golf. The game is so mental. So mental. I talked about this last night with my guy Brian. We were at the simulator. And we're both just talking about just some of the struggles we've had and things that pop up when you play golf. I had a little shank issue for a while. He has as well. And you talk about that it's not the physical stuff. It's really not. Like, you don't forget how to swing. But the mental stuff really creeps in your head when you lose confidence. And you just wonder at what point the mental stuff takes over on Finau. Like, I think the mental stuff has taken over on Jordan Spieth. Like, the mental stuff has taken over on guys, how it took over a guy like David Duval. It goes away. I mean, you can ask Francesco Molinari. He hit it, he loses at Augusta. He hasn't been right for a year and a half. He played well last week, good for him. But it's year and a half. He hasn't played well. So the game is so mental. You gotta fight through some of this scar tissue, and you gotta get over the hump. And it's gonna take him getting over the hump somewhere. Win at Torrey this week. If he wins at Torrey this week, you could really exercise some demons and maybe get yourself right. But I would hate it for Finau if he puts himself in the mix and he's right there on Sunday and he fades again. At some point, it's just, yeah, either can or you can't. And I'm a little worried about Finau. That's all I'm saying. I'm concerned. Very concerned. Big ups to the ladies at the LPGA. I love watching women's golf, for the record. I understand some people don't like to watch women's golf. You're sexist. Get over it. They're great players. I repeat, they're great players. on Sunday, the only people who I wish thought they were great players were the people who covered them. I really wish the folks at Golf Channel, NBC, the powers that be, the sponsors who sponsor the tournaments would just agree with me that they're great players. They had the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. This used to be a non-sanctioned event. Now it's an LPGA event because they use it for their winners and stuff. They come back. They have like 25 LPGA players there and a bunch of celebrities. I'm going to be really honest. I don't give a rat's ass if Marty Fish is good at golf. I'm sure he's a good guy. I don't care how far Aaron Hicks hits it. I don't care. I watched him play for the Twins. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. So I'm really glad he can hit a golf ball 400 yards. Couldn't hit a baseball 400 feet. He's better with the Yankees. I'll give you that one. A lot of guys get better with the Yankees. But my point is, I don't watch golf to watch Aaron Hicks. I don't watch golf to watch Marty Fish. Like, you could not put a celebrity tournament on TV ever again. And no skin off my ass. Fine by me. I didn't watch Marty Fish play tennis. Or Josh Scobie kick field goals for the Jaguars. So I don't care about how hard they hit seven irons. They were slowing up the action on Sunday. You got Danielle Kang and the Korda sisters doing battle at the end of that tournament. I want to watch every one of those shots. And I don't want to see them standing on the tee 10 minutes while one of you jagoffs grind out a four-footer. Get off the course. Nobody wants to watch you guys play. Seriously. If the LPGA or the Diamond Resorts folks cared about it, they'd say, hey guys, I'm glad you're here. You get to play Thursday and Friday with the ladies, and then we're going to need you to pound sand. We're going to need you to get out. Hit the bricks. The kiddie game is down the street because the pros need to play. And NBC, shame on you. I mean, shame that we saw just as many shots from Marty Fish as we did Brooke Henderson. In fact, we saw way more Marty Fish than we did Brooke Henderson. That's a crime. That's a crime. I won't stand for it. I won't stand for it. When I tune in to watch LPGA golf, and I do, I want to watch the players play. I don't want to watch Marty Fish. I don't want to watch Aaron Hicks. I don't want to watch everything else that you're throwing at me. Just show me the golf. It's all I want. By the way, big ups to Jessica Korda. That girl can play. I mean, she gets overshadowed by Nelly because it's kind of a Venus-Serena thing. Like, the younger sister might be the more talented, but they are both exceptional. And Danielle Kang is freaking awesome. Like, if you haven't watched some women's golf, watch some women's golf. Get behind some of these players. They're great players. Lots of great players on tour right now. It's really good. So that's a big thing. All right. Just a heads up to Darren Clark won at the Old Man Tournament at Hualalai. Good for him. Good for Darren Clark. Big up to all those big dudes representing us out there. That's sweet. Thank you, Darren. Pretty sure he pounded about 8 beers as part of his tournament prep. It's really good. All right, time to get to the picks before we send you on your way. First of all, the field is pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, it's up against the Omega Dubai Desert Classic, so there's a lot of good players in Dubai as well. But the field here is pretty good as well. Some interesting storylines heading in. Brooks Koepka and Claude Harmon have split. That's been on the case now for like almost 2 months, but nobody's talked about it until now. That's interesting. Keep an eye on that. It's also rumored that he might be being sponsored by Srixon. He might be playing Srixon clubs really soon. Keep an eye on that. Jason Day, who had been playing TaylorMade forever, no longer playing TaylorMade. He's going to be playing with a mixed bag of clubs this year. He's got, I think, a ping driver in the bag, and he's going Mizuno irons. Big up to John on that one, my pal, because John's a big Mizuno bobo. Loves the Mizuno irons. Jason Day. Rocking gaming Mizunos this weekend, just so you know. Thank you. Take a look at the field this week. It should be pretty good. It's like I said, it's an elite field. We get to see Spieth for the first time in a while, and Spieth is way down the list in favorites, which is usually not the case, but it's fallen on hard times. Falling on hard times. Some other guys in the field this week, just so you know. Rory's obviously there. John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Victor Hovland, Harris English, Matsuyama, Reed, Koepka, M, Scheffler, Wolf, Leishman, J-Day, Siwoo, Bubba. I mean, that's pretty elite. Adam Scott, Oosthuizen. I mentioned Spieth, Rick Fowler. It's a good field. Phil. This would be the tournament that Tiger would play too, but Tiger obviously out with that back injury or back surgery. Sounds like he's doing well, though. So good for Tiger. But big tournament to watch. Keep your eye on it. Here is my picks this week. Try to go for four in a row in the cash department. Here we go. Number one, I took Rory. I know he's traveling from Abu Dhabi, but I'm just going to take Rory here. I think Rory's going to find a way to make the cut, find a way to get in the mix. The good news is Rory likes tournaments like this where he doesn't have to shoot 25 under par. I don't think he likes to do that. I think he wants to play a tournament where he can win at 10 under par. That's his game. So give me Rory. I think Rory's going to play well. Mark Leishman, super comfy course for Mark Leishman. He won here last year. He's the defending champion. He likes playing here. And I thought he played well at Sony. So I think he's trending in the right direction. Give me Mark Leishman. Louis Oosthuizen, the Tony Finau of South Africa, a guy who had, at least he has a major, though. I'll give him that. He has a major. But he is the Kristen Wiig bridesmaid. Like, he's really talented, super great, maybe the best swing in the world. Just doesn't win enough. But he contends a lot, just doesn't win. Give me Louis this week. I think Louis is going to be in the mix. I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going to say Cameron Davis stays on a heater and plays well this week. He played really well last week at the American Express. I'm going to just hope that that heater stays with him for one more week and he makes the cut. I'm going to take a flyer here. Just because I believe in him and I want it so bad. It's in my heart that he plays well. I want it more than anything. So I'm going to cheer for it and root for it that it eventually happens. I'm going to take Jordan Spieth. Just if nothing else, just to make the cut. Give me four rounds this week. Get some positive mojo going and let's figure this thing out. Come on, Jordan. Let's go, man. And my last pick this week with not a lot of money left, Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark's made 5 of 7 cuts. He has a top 10. He has big-time game. He's a West Coast player. I think he's going to be okay. So I'm going to go again. McIlroy, Leishman, Oosthuizen, Davis, Spieth, Wyndham Clark this week. Those are going to be my choices. Let's get it done this week. Make some cash. That's my game. Pick to win. Hard to argue with Rory potentially being in the mix, but something about Xander Schauffele I like this week. I like Xander. I just couldn't afford him. The Rahm one is interesting because he withdrew last week. And I don't like guys withdrawing and then playing the next week. I think that's weird. So I'm going to stay away from Rahm, although Rahm usually plays well here. And I am going to take Xander to be in the mix potentially to win this thing outright. Just couldn't afford him. But would I be shocked if Roars plays well or Leishman plays well and is in the top five? Nope, not at all. Would I be shocked if Sung J-Im puts it together? Nope, not at all. Big fan of all of those guys. So that's going to be my pick. Let's do it. Let's get this done. Should be lots of fun to watch. Let's keep an eye on the golf this weekend. Ty should be back next weekend. We're going to be talking waste management, I think. I think that's going to be the tournament next week. So we'll talk about that. We'll break it all down. We'll check Tiger's progress. There's other things, too, that came out. Davis Love is going to be the President's Cup captain, which couldn't be more uninspiring. But hey, whatever. He wanted Hazeltine. I guess I'll give him that. But it's uninteresting. Give me somebody else. Give me somebody else. Make Phil the captain. I would have been totally in on that. But that's where we're at. So there you go. That's the pod for this one, the PGA Preview Pod. God, I was able to squeeze out 30 minutes there. Pretty good. Don't forget to check out my friend Ty Schrupp at tyschrupp.com. Ty's usually here with us on the PGA Preview Pod. He's got his State Farm firm, tyschrupp.com. Check him out. Get your life insurance. Get your car insurance. Get your home insurance. Get your pet insurance. Call it Schrupp Savings or the Patrick Promise, the Rogers Rate, whatever that is. Whatever you call that. I mean, he's coming up with his own thing. He's trying to be creative over there. I'm all for it. Let's get this thing done. But let's help a guy out and let him know that you heard about it on the podcast. All right? That'd be great. So on behalf of all of those folks for helping us out, all of my regulars that come on the podcast all the time, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank all my listeners. Once again, podbean.com, facebook.com/timpodcast, timpodcast1@yahoo.com. You can send me an email. You can also drop us on Spotify, Apple Podcast. I think we're on Verbal now. We're everywhere. Like, the podcast is really, it's getting picked up and moved around all sorts of places. Audible. You should be able to find the podcast everywhere you subscribe to podcasts. So check it out. Rate us, share us, do all that great stuff that you have been doing. I'm grateful to you. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll chat with you next week. Keep your head up, and we'll see you next time.